coming to me first. This was the 3 to 5 year old class, and they learned many things this week. Sister Peggy Chisholm taught them, and Sister Cassie Garvey. So we're just going to highlight one little thing. They don't tell you the story now. They tell you a lot underneath the dorm in that classroom, but hopefully they'll share with you the things we've learned. So, okay, we're going to stand them up now. Okay. We're going to stand up in the chair. Okay, stand up. First, we're going to start with their names. Can you tell them your name? This is Emerson Hagen. How old are you? You can show them how old you are. You want to show them? She's 5. And she's from Texas.
Can I tell them who you are?
No. Amos DiLiberto.
Can you show them how old you are?
Can you hold it out? He's 3. And he's from New York. Can you tell him your name? This would be Jude Fitzgerald.
Can you show him how old you are?
Show him.
Fingers. Show him.
He's 3. And he's from Arkansas.
Do you want to tell him who you are?
This is Ephraim Stevens. And he is.
Can you show him how old you are?
2 fingers.
He's 2, and he's from Florida. Okay, and this week, Emerson, will you share who we studied about? It starts with an S.
Samuel.
She's saying Samuel. Okay, and one late night, Samuel heard a voice calling him. Who was calling him, Amos?
God.
He said one more time.
God.
He said God. Okay, and he had to call Samuel how many times? 3 times until he went.
Okay.
And this week we made robes. We learned that Hannah made a special robe for Samuel each year and brought it to him. We have one model, and then the rest of them have theirs. And we learned a song about how we can listen like Samuel. So let's hope we hear some singing besides me. Are we ready? I am listening.
I am listening.
To the Lord. I want to obey God.
Every night.
Every day.
Every day.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the 7 to 8 year old class. We're going to start with their names and where they're from.
My name is Autumn, and I came from, and I'm in Arkansas.
I'm Caroline, and I'm from Arkansas.
I'm Connor, and I'm from Hot Springs.
I'm Sydney, and I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana.
I'm Jaden. I'm from Texas.
I'm Ty. I'm from Nebraska.
I'm Augustus, and I'm from Arkansas.
I'm Emma, and I'm from Arkansas.
I'm Caden. I'm from Arkansas.
Okay, in Sister Liz Sankey's class, they've been talking about creation versus evolution. In Sister Shanna Northey's class, they've been learning about the parables. And they all learned that a parable is a story that teaches a
lesson.
Teaches a lesson. Good job. And in my class, we've been talking about the fruits of the Spirit, which are
love, joy,
That's all we have. Thank you.
on. The ones that stand on the chairs. And this is the 9 and 10-year-old class. And we're going to start with their names.
I'm Mallory Kinsey, and I'm from Arkansas.
I'm Abigail Clifton, and I'm from Texas.
I'm Caitlin Turner, and I'm from Louisiana.
I'm Andrew Stark, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
I'm Rain Sager from Montana.
James Northey from Nebraska.
I'm Olivia Reed from Missouri.
And in my class, we have studied From Eden to Eden, The Nature and Sacrifice of Christ. Okay. Are we guilty of Adam's sin?
No.
Why do we and Christ, why did Christ have Adam's unclean nature? One more time.
Because we are Adam's children.
Did Christ commit any personal sins?
No.
And our memory verse was Romans 6:23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Sister Allison Fletcher also taught the class, and she taught on Joseph as a type of Christ, but she had to work this evening. So now I'll turn it over to Sister Becky Northey, who taught about David as a type of Christ.
They're going to share each one thing that they learned.
Weapons. Not only did the shepherd have weapons to defend, he was very skilled. The slingshot stone could travel 150 miles per hour uphill to defend the lambs from people and animals like Goliath. The lesson is, be strong in the Lord and he will help you.
The gate. At night the shepherd sleeps across the doorway of the fold. It keeps wolves out and sheep in. The lesson is, Jesus said, I am the door, by me if anyone come in.
A shepherd. A good shepherd was busy day and night. His eyes were always on the alert for his sheep. Listen. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep.
Mine are on the sheep's feet. The feet of the sheep are quick to get infections and sores. A foot check was part of David's job. The lesson is, in John 13:5, Jesus washed his apostles' feet.
Rod. The rod was both a help and comfort for sheep. Sometimes the shepherd would gently strike his rod against a rock. The sound let the sheep know he was near. The lesson, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Still water. Sheep need clean water every day. They are afraid of fast-moving water. The lesson is, he leads us beside the still waters.
The knife. The shepherd used a knife. It was used for many things. It cut wood, it protected, it cut out sores. It had to be sharp. The lesson is, God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
I'll tell you while they're getting ready, this is an amazing group of kids. And it's all due to what the parents have taught them or grandparents have taught them in the past. This class takes 19 hours to complete. And I've not had a grump or a grumble yet, but we're not through yet. We still have two more days, Friday and Saturday, so they're not going to know everything that you might ask them about the last articles or pieces of furniture. I want to thank Sister Bonnie Washuk and Sister Barbara Reed, because I could not have done it. Could not have done it. I'm so proud of these kids. Several of them, which ones of you had the class last year on the priest? Raise your hand. But you know what? The ones that didn't have the class on the priest, somehow, because of you, they knew most of the answers. So I think they'll really be prepared, the 12-year-olds that go into the 13 and 15. They're going to know a lot of things, and I'm just so, so very proud of them. Okay, now we'll have them tell who they are, and then we'll start our program.
I'm Seth Sankey from Morrison, Colorado.
I'm Bryce Stu from Bastrop, Louisiana.
Okay. Let me get behind you, boys.
I'm Grant Northey from Denver, Colorado.
I am Barry Glass from Arkansas.
I'm Beth Norman from Arkansas.
I'm Caleb Stark from Austin, Texas.
I'm Delaney Reed from Missouri.
I'm Trenton Hawkins from Missouri.
Malfunction here.
I'm Trenton Hawkins from Missouri.
I'm Lauren Bennett from Arkansas.
Do you notice she's as tall as I am?
I'm Dylan Stevens from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I'm Jesse Clifton from Texas.
Okay, we're going to start our program. And they've worked really hard on this, and really it took us all day to really work out our program. So like I said, the parents are free to come up, and they will show you what they finished in their individual tabernacles. But what we're going to do tonight, we're going to fill the courtyard and the tabernacle with every piece of furniture.
Welcome to our study of the tabernacle in the wilderness. We learned this week that God delivered and made a way for the children of Israel to escape from Egypt. He provided food, shelter, clothing, and a way to commune with God. And what did they do? Grumble, grumble, grumble.
They were never happy or satisfied, so God made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Did you know it would have taken them only 11 days to travel to the promised land if they had obeyed God? Now we will begin our study of the outer court in the tabernacle. The outer court was roughly 150 feet by 75 feet. It was formed out of white curtains with only one entrance. The outer court represents a state of preparation.
Now, they know that it was 150 by 75, and this is only, you know, roughly. God didn't really tell us exactly, but they did walk it off, and it took up almost the entire bottom recreation area, and they walked that off on Monday. Sister Bonnie made the courtyard for us, and it's really not in proportion, but you get the idea. You know, if we made it in proportion, you know, it would take something that we couldn't carry.
The altar of burnt offering was in the outer court and was a very special altar. To approach God, we must recognize that we are sinful creatures and must approach Him through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Next in line, you would see the laver. Before the priest could offer a sacrifice, he had to wash his hands and feet. Did you know that water is a symbol of cleansing? So the laver was symbolic of baptism.
The tabernacle was given many names in Scripture. Mishkan was a Hebrew word meaning the dwelling place where Yahweh dwelt in Israel. This week we use the word Mishkan.
The coverings. The coverings over the Mishkan were of white linen and three types of animal skins. The colors that we found in the coverings were gray, red, and black.
The ceiling of the Mishkan. The ceiling of the Mishkan was made of curtain of fine white linen, embroidered with designs of red, purple, and blue, and gold cherubim.
Black goat's hair. The first covering on top of the white linen was black goat's hair. We learned that most of the goats in the Sinai and that area were black. The covering of goat's hair reminded us of the sin offering which pointed forward to Christ.
The ram's skin dyed red. The ram's skins dyed red pointed forward to the Lamb of God sacrificed to take away his sin and the sin of the world.
The badger skins. The badger skin was very tough and thick and was used as a protector against the wind and blowing sand.
There were two walls in the Mishkan. The first room was called the Holy Place, which contained three pieces of furniture. The priests had certain duties in the Holy Place. They entered the Mishkan through the white linen curtains embroidered in red, blue, and purple designs. The walls inside were made from acacia wood covered in gold, and the floor was the desert ground.
Now, we're still to the point right now that they, if you ask them a question, they should know the answer. Just lay it down. Just lay it down on top of one of the. That's fine.
Is that right? The table of showbread. Inside the holy place on the north side was the table of showbread. It was made from acacia wood and covered with gold. Did you know that it wasn't very big? On top were 12 loaves of unleavened bread, which represented the 12 tribes of Israel. On each stack of six was a bowl of frankincense. Guess who ate the unleavened bread after the seventh day of the week? The priest.
The lampstand was made from a talent of pure gold. It had a central stem and six branches. On top of each stem was a bowl of oil beaten from olives. The altar of incense was placed against the veil that divided the holy place from the most holy place. It was made from acacia wood and covered with gold. There was a gold bowl filled with incense, and this incense had to be made a special way. Guess who told them how to make this incense? God. The priest offered incense each morning and evening, so our morning and evening should start and end with prayer.
The veil. The veil separated the holy place from the most holy place. It was made of fine white linen with designs of red, purple, and blue, and cherubim of gold. The veil teaches us how we can properly approach God and stand in His presence.
The most holy place. We learned that the most holy place was reserved for the high priest only. Do you know the name of the first high priest? Aaron. The most holy place was the heart of the Mishkan, a perfect square, and three walls were of pure gold. There was no light in the most holy place. The brightness of the glory of God was the light for the most holy place.
The Ark of the Covenant. Inside the most holy place, there was only one piece of furniture, the Ark of the Covenant. The lid on it was called the Mercy Seat. The Ark was made of acacia wood and covered inside and out with pure gold. Inside the Ark of the Covenant were three things, and now we will talk about them.
This is to the point where we really don't know what we're talking about right now. Till we learn it tomorrow and Saturday. But they've done a real good job with understanding what they're reading.
The Ten Commandments. There were the tablets of stone on which were written the Ten Commandments. Sister Glenda reminded us that these are Ten Commandments, not suggestions.
That's very important. I've emphasized that all week. The Ten Commandments are commandments and not suggestions, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And they yes, ma'am me. It's so wonderful.
The pot of manna. Next was a golden pot with an omer of manna inside. Do you know what an omer is? Two cups. The manna was given by God as bread from heaven. God provided this daily to feed his people.
Aaron's rod that budded. Because of a quarrel among the 12 tribes of Israel, God commanded that one person from each tribe would bring a rod to determine which one was going to be the high priest. But God had a plan. To show the people through the budding of an almond rod that his choice was Aaron to be the high priest, the rod that budded symbolized divine selection and resurrection. The Mercy Seat. The Mercy Seat was the lid made of pure gold that covered the ark where God dwelt. Coming up from the Mercy Seat were two cherubim that faced each other. Each had four faces, lion and ox, man and eagle. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest was the only person allowed in the most holy place. He had to make a sacrifice first for himself and then for the people.
Now, we didn't skip Seth the first time, but Seth really has the most important part to talk about here, and this is our conclusion. And we would really like for you all to listen to what Seth has to say.
In conclusion, we have enjoyed our week of learning about the tabernacle or Mishkan, but we need for you to understand one thing. Yet all the details of the construction of the tabernacle are not recorded in ways that would make it possible today to build a replica. That is not what God wants, nor is it even possible to be certain exactly how it was put together. As we get older as children of God, and our hope that we can learn even more about God's plan for our salvation. And this is our theme verse.
Exodus 25:8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
Thank you.
So now you can go sit down.